everybody. Happy Thanksgiving for those of you that celebrate it. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I am your host, Sharon Jeffers, and I will be with you for the next 55 minutes, talking about you and the world and whatever else seems to come up during this time. We do have open lines if you want to call in. Feel free to do that. I just came home from spending the morning at the House of Blues here in Hollywood, where over 1,200 people were served Thanksgiving dinner, people who are in drug rehab programs and people who are homeless. And it was quite spectacular, actually. There was a gospel band playing the entire time, and the energy was just amazing. The love and the sharing and the coming together of people. It was really something. I actually met a woman, you know, in the morning before we began who she was there serving this year, and last year she was there as a guest. So I got to hear her story of how she made different choices, and of course I asked her her birthday. Those of you who know that this show is based on the Mystic Oracle of the cards, and its correlation with the calendar, and her birthday was the Nine of Clubs, and that's an interesting card, because you can either be a victim of circumstance or a creator. And she experienced both those things. She created a life of a victim and then pulled herself up by the bootstraps and has turned her life around completely. Such an amazing story to have her share with me. I was really moved and inspired very much. And we ended up having a conversation about choice, because at one point she said to me, well, I just have a tremendous amount of faith, and that's what got me through. And I said, yes, but you choose to have that faith. I mean, we actually choose everything. And we ended up having the most incredible conversation about life and choice, and then, you know, that was followed by having the privilege to serve people food who maybe otherwise wouldn't have had a hot meal that day. And it was pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. You know, I don't know if you saw that little boy who, here he was on the news recently, who he died last week, and his wish before he died was that people would feed the homeless. And his wish really struck a chord inside of me, because that was his dying wish. He could have wished for anything he wanted to have before he died. And the thing that he asked for was that people would feed homeless people. So I took his wish to heart, and I did that today, and I also signed up to do it once a week in downtown L.A., for a program there. So I'm excited about that. I have the Nine of Diamonds right now as well in my cards, and that's the card of the Universal Giver. And when that card shows up for us, it's really important that we engage in some way on a bigger scale in our life so that we can, so that we take action to enhance the life of other people. That's really what the high side of that card is all about. And guess what? Our new president is a Nine of Diamonds. Our new president, Obama, President-elect Obama. And George Bush was the Nine of Diamonds. So there's a bit of destiny unfolding here. We had to go all the way through the dark tunnel and come out into the light, which is what we're doing. I think we're in the birth canal with all of that. If any of you followed my blog the last couple of weeks, I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller? I guess not. Hello? I'm hearing funny sounds on the phone. Anyway, I talk about the economy because the United States, who seems to be the leader of the world economy, not sure why, we just pretend we have money and print it up, is in a very interesting three-month cycle. It's the same cycle that all of us have when we're 29 years old. And that year in particular is very much ruled by powerful cards of initiation, often called death cards. And it is about death, the death of the past and the birth of what is coming. So some people think that death is negative or bad or whatever, but... To me, death is a master teacher on this physical plane because nobody's getting by death to get out of here. We all have to come face to face. And death is actually the king of hearts. So there you have it. So the United States has these really heavy-duty cards, most especially related to finances, economy, and any financial institutions, and also the lessons that we're supposed to be learning relative to those things right now. So it's all about death of the old and birthing of the new. You know, there's been a lot of misuse of money and finances and power. And this is a time when a lot of that is being rebirthed into something else, which is really, really exciting. I spoke at an artist salon last Saturday night, and someone asked me about the year 2012 and relative to the cards. And 2012, numerologically, is actually a 5. And that's a year of transformation. 5s are all about transformation. And if I look at our country, because I can't look at the world in the cards. There's probably a way to do that, and I don't know what that would be other than looking at 2012. But if I look at our country, this would be 2008, 2009, 10, 11, 12. Well, one of the things I feel from this energy is that a new way of being is birthed. And maybe what's happening right now, and I see that in the cards for that year as well, maybe what's happening right now is, you know, we're heading for that birth canal. And I don't know that the birth canal is such an easy journey. There are so many things that are awakening now in people's consciousness and so many global efforts. I was talking to one of the men at the House of Blues today who came there to eat, and he was sharing with me how many of the people there were brought there by organizations that they're part of. Like for him, he had just gotten out of prison. And so he was living in this house, and they have programs, and they help them get on track with their new life. And when he was telling me about all the different programs and people that were there from those different programs, I was just blown away by how much is actually going on. I'm always blown away by how much is going on in the city and every city and all around the world that, you know, so people are reaching out more and more. And when I look at the cards and through my eyes and my relationship with this oracle, I see that we're entering a time of global consciousness unlike anything we've ever had before. And that all the things that keep us separate, they're just sort of disintegrating or transforming on their own. And that, you know, more and more we're all waking up to the fact that the greatest opportunity that we have is to take care of one another and to be present with one another and to share, what we have. I just got an advanced copy of my new book, Love and Destiny, and I had forgotten what I had written in the dedication till I opened it up to look at it. And it was about that, you know, I think that we're given a tremendous gift in each other, and to recognize that. I had an encounter the other night. I've had a lot of magical encounters the past week, of really noticeable with people and places where I wouldn't normally be. And I find myself there, so I just be really open and still and let people show up in front of me, because I felt like life was talking to me, you know, over time the past week. Just had many, many messages for me. And if we're too caught up in our own agendas, it's really easy to miss them. And I didn't have any agendas this week. You know, after finishing the book and just the travels that I just did, it was like, okay, I'm just going to just not even focus on anything for a minute, you know? And, wow, so much came my way. It was just amazing. And then I thought, I must have the Ace of Clubs in my cards, because the Ace of Clubs often brings messages to us. When that card is there, all sorts of new information comes our way. Either we seek it out, or we bump into it, or it comes and knocks on the door. And sure enough, I do. I don't always look at my charts in the cards. I can often feel what's going on in there, and then I'll look to confirm it. But I spend so much time looking at everybody else's cards that I don't always look at my own. And I want to just tell you that if you want to send me an email instead of calling in, you can email me at cards, starofthemagi@earthlink.net. So someone wants to know about how is death the King of Hearts? So I'm going to share that with you. For those of you that have never listened to this show, I suggest that you go to my websites, starofthemagi.com, and the other one is itsallinthecards.com. And if you go, when you go to starofthemagi.com, you can click on the link for the cards, and I explain there how the cards align with the yearly calendar. There's a way in which we can use the alphabet to determine the vibration of our names or the name of a place by using the numerology of the card system. And the cards have their own numerology in this way. Because in traditional numerology, you have 1 through 9, and then you list the letters under there. However, the cards assign each letter, both lowercase and uppercase, to one of the cards in the deck. So there are 52 cards, and there are 26 lowercase letters and 26 uppercase letters. So everybody gets a card. So when you start with the alphabet, A through Z, A, lowercase A, is the Ace of Hearts, and you go through the heart suit. And then lower case, let's see, 14MN, N is the beginning of the club suit, the Ace of Clubs. doing this in my head. So then you start with the Ace of Diamonds, with what is that letter? So that would be capital A, and it just goes from capital A through capital Z, begins with 27, the Ace of Diamonds, and you write out your name, and you assign the appropriate numeric value, and then you add them up. And if they're over 52, you subtract till you have 52 or under. So when I just did death, and I did death with a capital D, and it's the King of Hearts. So that's how I got that. And if that wasn't clear, let me know, because it may not have been. I always find that I want to have visuals when I'm teaching something. I'm going to be doing some webinars pretty soon. They're going to start in January. And I know a lot of you asked me to do that, so I've learned how to do that now. And they're going to be visual. I have the ability to put the charts up, and everyone will enter the room, and then all of the sessions will be recorded, and the visual and audio will be recorded together. So you can either attend the workshop live in the room, or you can buy the package later. And in the first level, there's going to be 13 lessons, and then I'm going to do a special set on relationship and a consultant's training and then a teacher's training, because a lot of people are asking me about that. So for all of those that you have requested that, I'm working on the lesson structure for that right now, and also the fee schedule and how to do that. I've never done this way. Each one of those lessons is going to be at least 2.5 hours long. And that's why they're being recorded as well, because I've gotten a lot of calls from Europe lately. And so in order to satisfy everybody's time zone, to meet everybody's needs, you know, I'm doing this in a way that it'll be available for people, whether they're able to be present or not, or present part of the time, or whatever. Just trying to make it really easy for people. And people won't have to travel to take workshops and things. So, once again, if you'd like to call in, the lines are open. And you can also email me at starofthemagi.com. No, don't do that. Email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. You can also check out my website. You can sign up for the card of the day. You can go on my website and look at my new book, Love and Destiny. Looks very beautiful next to the other book. And there's actually a lot going on around that book. So that's, and then my other website, itsallinthecards.com, is about relationship compatibility. And you can actually go in there and put your month and day with somebody else's, and you'll get a brief report. My new book is actually, has all 52 reports in it, and they're more extensive than the ones on the website. So I just noticed that the violence stopped in Mumbai. That's very good. That was horrible, what was happening there. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about today. One of the things I wanted to talk about was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama together. Because if she's Secretary of State and he's president, that's very, very powerful. And together, their relationship is the Five of Spades, which means everything is going to change. This is the most powerful card for change that there is in the deck. And, you know, he and Joe Biden, Obama and O'Biden, Obama and Biden together are the Nine of Spades, which is a strong, powerful card of initiation. So this card brings endings and new beginnings. Often they're both blessed. It's a blessing that things have finally stopped, and the new things that are birthed out of that are definitely a blessing. So their presence together in that way brings that kind of energy. Then Hillary and Barack together is a very powerful force as well for change throughout the entire world. They will work together as a team for people in a way that no one has ever worked before. Absolutely. They are, it's going to be really fascinating to see what happens. I think on a global scale, with them having this kind of energy moving them, it's going to be fantastic to watch. And since so many people have become our enemies over the past 8 years, it'll be really nice to have all those relationships turn around, because they will. So I just got another email. Someone asking, asking about how I do the card of the day. Okay, so on my website, if you go to my website, starofthemagi.com, now, you know, I didn't create this system. This system is ancient. I'm just interpreting this system. And each day of the year is associated with one of the days in the calendar. So, for instance, today, November 27th, is a Six of Hearts day. And the Six of Hearts is a card of beauty and harmony and balance. The heart suit rules love and relationships and family and people and home, everything having to do with our emotional, the reflection of our emotional environment outside of us, okay? And those of us that, those who have heart birthdays, you know, they are the teachers of love and compassion. Now, the challenge with this can be, you know, emotional drama and other things. That the high side of the heart suit is really love and compassion. And so when I do the card of the day, I'm combining a few things. I'm combining, first of all, the card that's ruling the day and its planetary ruling card. So, for instance, today is the Sagittarius Six of Hearts day. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. So I look at the Six of Hearts. The Jupiter card for the Six of Hearts is the Eight of Clubs. So I'm looking at that card also influencing this day. And the 27 is a 9. 2 and 7 is 9. So I combine all those factors when I look at the day. And I see that, because somebody asked me yesterday, if I'm a Queen of Hearts, I was doing a radio interview with someone, and the hostess, she said, if somebody's born on another Queen of Hearts day, are they the same as me? And, I mean, even if they're born on the same day, they're not the same, but we have the same life path. But because we have that planetary ruling card that comes from our astrological sign, and that energy determines how we move through life, I combine that with the day because I know that that has an effect on how the day moves and how that Six of Hearts energy moves through the day. So what I said was, this is a day of quiet inspiration and creative brilliance. energies that can be channeled to inspire great decisions. Focused intention is the key. The focused intention comes from that Eight of Clubs, because the open, receptive energy of the Six of Hearts, which is really ready to take action from within, is channeled by the Eight of Clubs energy. And so, that I hope that answers that question for that person. Marty. Thank you, Marty, for emailing. And I have another email from Lance. And Lance wants to know his soul and spirit cards and what do they mean. And his birthday is December 10th. So Lance is a Sagittarius. Lance, you are a Sagittarius, Eight of Clubs. And your planetary ruling card is the Ten of Diamonds. This is a pretty powerful birthday combination here. You're born on a 10-day. You have an 8 card, and you have a 10 planetary ruling card. These are power numbers. Often with the 8, we can get in our own way. We're usually the only ones. I was born on an 8-day, too. I was born on an 8-day. And we create our own obstacles. So your birth card is Eight of Clubs. Your planetary ruling card is the Ten of Diamonds. Now, your birth card, the Eight of Clubs, is what's called a fixed card. And that card has the same soul and spirit card as the birth card. There are 3 cards like that in the deck. And the rest of them have different cards that are soul and spirit cards. So your soul card is the Eight of Clubs, your spirit card is the Eight of Clubs, and your birth card is the Eight of Clubs. And that's partly why this card has such a strong will. I was talking to my friend William the other day about the cards, and the building that I live in is an 11, which is a Jack of Hearts. And people stay in this apartment building forever. I mean, my friend Henry, who used to live next door to me, left a year ago. He was 82, you know, and he'd been here for 32 years. It's like people don't want to leave this building, and the Jack of Hearts is a fixed card. And when I was sharing that with him, he said, oh, my gosh, my building's a Jack of Hearts, too. And he's been there for, you know, 2 decades or close to it. So it's funny how these energies, they, no matter where they're applied or how they're applied, whether it's to a building, a city, a person, a name, a pet, you know, a business, whatever it is, the essence of the card actually does come through and manifest through whatever it is. So it's really interesting to do your name. And when I do compatibility work with people, I always do people's first names, because we relate to each other on a first name business. If you're signing a contract with somebody, then you want to do, you know, both of the full names that you use. And another question people often ask is, well, do I use just my, you know, the name I use or the name I was given at birth? I always suggest people look at the difference, and maybe sometimes, a lot of times, there's a light shed toward why a person chooses a nickname or chooses a different name, because there's a discomfort with the name they were given with their birth card. It's really fascinating. I mean, you could just go on and on and on with yourself looking at all these connections. And they're so profound, the connections. Okay, I can't believe no one's called in today. It's not easy for me to sit here and talk for all this time. Just babbling. Babble, babble, babble. So, okay. I have another question. And this is from Susan. Funny, people are emailing instead of calling today. It's very unusual. Susan wants to understand the relationship between herself and her son, because he's so playful with everyone else except me, and he gives me a hard time, and no matter what. Okay, Susan, you and your son are Mars to each other. So I'm going to guess that it's not just him giving you a hard time, but you probably give him a little bit of a run for his money, too. And he's like 5 years old, people. So Mars is the planet of war, and it's a planet of aggression and drive and motivation and ambition. And when the ambition and the motivation and the drive are not channeled in some way, then tension starts to build. And it creates this almost fight or flight type energy. And then there's a desire in that energy to be released in some way. So if you're Mars to another person and they're Mars to you, that, like you and your son are, that kind of tension is going to build in the relationship, and then you're going to start antagonizing each other, challenging each other. You know, it's real, tangible energy. It's very profound. So what I suggest to parents and kids when they have this kind of energy between them is that, first of all, you want to avoid pushing, because Mars will push back. So you need to use the wisdom of Aikido, where you take any energy that's coming toward you and you step aside and redirect it into something else with a conscious intention, okay? And one of the ways that you can help keep that energy at bay or keep it channeled and moving is through physical activity, doing things together, like playing together, physical things, running in the park, playing ball together, running on the beach, you know, anything, building things together, anything that you can do together, where you're moving your bodies or you're focusing your attention to accomplish things, and you're doing something productive, because it's very ambitious energy, and it likes to create, it likes to produce, it likes to have results, it likes to keep things moving, and once it gets something done, it wants to go on to the next thing. So you have to give this energy something to do. And knowing this can be very, very helpful in this kind of relationship, especially between a parent and a child. Oftentimes, this relationship is very present in love relationships as well, because there's strong physical attraction. But at the same time, there's that tension. So for a parent and a child, it's like for you to understand the energy and realize that, first of all, you don't take it personally. Your son isn't out to get you, okay? He can't help it. It's the same way as you can't help it when you feel that energy. But you have the ability to understand that this energy is present and you can do something about it. So when you feel that stress start to build, find a way to release it. Just instantly, instead of stepping into the confrontation, just grab and go, let's go do this or let's go do that. Just change the subject, change the direction, and move. Move is the operative word here with Mars. because movement is key. This energy cannot be bottled up. And with this energy between the two of you, you know, you can't expect him to be confined in any way whatsoever. Now, in a love relationship, I tell people they're either in the boxing ring or the bedroom, you know, and that's exactly what the energy is like. And so it's the same advice that I would give for lovers that have a mutual Mars connection or any kind of Mars energy. Whenever there's strong physical chemistry and it's like irresistible, it's Mars. So as irresistible as that chemistry and that attraction is, that's how strong the possibility for conflict is if you're not channeling that energy in some way and doing something constructive with it. So it's really important to remember this and to understand this, because it can be a lot of fun, this energy, if we understand it and we don't get into the confrontation. So let's see what time it is. It's 20 till, and so I have 15 more minutes. If anybody wants to call in, please feel free to do that. Or you can email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. Check my other email, which is connected to my website, and see if anybody's emailed in there. So what I'm talking about, people, if you're just tuning in for the first time, is a mystic oracle that reveals that the regular deck of playing cards was originally a calendar, and it was used for timekeeping, and it is a matrix of time. It's like a lost ancient book of time, the card deck. And you can read about on my website how 52 cards in 52 weeks and 12 court cards in 12 months, 4 suits, 4 seasons, 16 weeks in each of those seasons, or 13, sorry, and 13 cards in each of the suits. It goes on and on and on. And what is created through the structure of the cards, when I'm talking about this and when I do readings for people, I'm not laying cards out as in fortune telling. I'm looking at actual charts of time. And I have an example of that on my website, so you can see what I'm talking about. There are 91 of those plates. Now, this is the dimension of time. This system reveals the matrix of time. Time is a dimension. It's a structure. You know, it's the fourth dimension. Third dimension is space. Fourth dimension is time. And we live in time. We're moving through time. Our physical bodies are in the dimension of time. Time, by the way, is an eight of clubs, which is a fixed card. And it's a fixed card that sits in Neptune and Mars. So that's an interesting combination right there. So the eight of clubs and the eight of spades rule time. And these are very powerful fixed-type influences. The Eight of Spades is the soul card for the King of Clubs, who holds the world in his hand. And he is the master over the whole mental realm. When you start learning about this system, it becomes really fascinating and intriguing how, you know, all of this is already in place. And we're just moving through it like walking through a house of mirrors or something. And each one of these cards reflects back to us some part of who we are or some opportunity of learning that we have available to us. And each one of us is embodying the energetic influences, the wisdom of the cards, And so when someone stands before us, if we look beyond the personality to see what the wisdom is that's embodied, because we're not always conscious of what we're embodying. However, even if we're not conscious of it, we're still embodying it. My friend Susie and I went to go Cuban dancing Sunday night, and the club was closed. And it was 4 o'clock. They usually have a lesson there, and then they dance. It's really fun. So then we went to the Brazilian club, and the club was closed. I guess the economy is keeping these guys from being open on Sunday afternoon. So we were across the street from the Krishna temple and the Krishna store, and so we went up, and we were shopping up in Govinda's, and then someone told us they were having a feast. So we went across the street to the feast. And after we ate, she said, "Let's go." And I said, "I want to sit here for a minute." And I didn't know why, but I just felt I didn't want to get up yet. So I honored that. And this man came and sat across from me. And he had his walking stick and his backpack. And I didn't know what his situation was. But I felt something very profound. So, you know, and I just looked in his eyes, and he looked at me and he said, "It's nice to be seen." And I thought, okay. And he said, "Do you know the answer?" And I said, "Well, what's the question?" You know, and he started laughing. And then he started talking to me. And, you know, I thought, this guy's a king of diamonds. I just feel that he's a king of diamonds. So I asked him his birthday, and sure enough, he was the king of diamonds. His birthday was July 2nd. But the thing that was so profound to me, for me, was I was just being really receptive to recognize who was before me right then. Because there were many, many other places he could have sat, and he sat right across from me. And so I just took the time to be present with that. And he actually had a very profound message for me. And I acknowledged that. That, you know, I said earlier, last week was my week for messages. And it was amazing. And I'm a king of diamonds. So, you know, I thought it was great that he showed up the way he did. And it turned out to be a really nice conversation. And a total surprise the whole evening, because we thought we were going Cuban dancing. We ended up in the Krishna temple eating food. So it was fun. But, you know, we each are embodying something very specific and very important and very special. And the thing that I love about the system is that we can learn what those things are, and we can recognize and embrace them. And we can wear the crown of our kingdom and rule our kingdom with the love and compassion of the heart and the understanding and knowledge of the club and the integrity of the diamonds and the wisdom of the spades. I mean, this is our opportunity, and I feel that this is what the card deck is telling us, what this ancient book of wisdom and this ancient book of time is teaching us, that we're all one. The deck is not a deck if there's a card missing. You cannot play a card game if one of the cards is missing from the deck. They all have to be there. I mean, you could play, but it's, you know, you're not... As they say, you're not playing with a full deck. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. the game isn't real. But when we're in the game, playing with a full deck, which is everyone else, then the game really matters because we're in the game 100%. I've done a lot of work with people on relationships, you know, in their relationships, work with couples. And one of the things I'll do is I'll have them, you know, I'll create a circle which represents a relationship, and I'll have them step in and out of the circle. And I have them notice how they feel, and I also will muscle test them so they can experience that. I have a very extensive background in applied kinesiology. And it's really fascinating because when people are having challenges in their relationships, when they're in the circle alone, they're fine. When they're out of the circle, they're alone, they're fine. But when they step into the circle together, neither one of them are okay. And it's because the commitment isn't really there. There's fear holding the heart back. And, you know, sometimes I look at people and I feel like Alice in Wonderland because I see everyone as a card. I mean, I see everyone for who they are. But it's like the energy is so strong, and I think the more we learn about who we are and resonate with that, you know, the easier it gets to feel those energies that are behind the personality. You can even see it in babies. I mean, once you start looking, you can see who's a heart and who's a club and who's a diamond and who's a spade, no matter what age they are. I think the four suits are, they just hold so much wisdom for us. So much wisdom. With each suit and each number, I'm going to do a whole segment in my webinar, and I think I'm going to offer this in a lot of different ways, just because I feel like the wisdom that's in the four suits, and then when we go through the whole deck from the Ace of Hearts to the King of Spades, there is unlimited wisdom on of our journey as human beings, as individuals, and humankind as a whole. The whole journey, it unfolds right here. And the wisdom is there for us to find. It's like a secret. In fact, and I'm going to close with this, the card that represents this mystic oracle is the Ace of Spades. And the Ace of Spades represents secrets, secret mysteries, and sometimes secrets in life. It's a card of the magician. So that which is hidden, it really wants to be found, just like each one of us. So I welcome you all, invite you all, encourage you all to explore and discover this amazing system of divination and timekeeping that is making itself known now all around the globe. It's a wonderful way to share with each other, and it's fantastic way to bridge communication where otherwise there can be a problem. I want to share one quick story. I went to an alternative school where kids had been kicked out of high school on Kauai, and they wouldn't talk to adults. They wouldn't even stay in the same room. And one boy walked by me and I asked him if he played cards, and, you know, he didn't really want to talk to me, but he said, sometimes. I said, well, when's your birthday? And he told me, I said, oh, you're the Two of Clubs. And he said, what? And 5 minutes later, I had all of them sitting with me in a circle. And I read to them about their cards out of my book. And then I talked to them about how they dealt with conflict. And it was an amazing experience. And I went back many times after that, and they would all come and ask me for readings and ask me questions about, you know, they really understood that there was something there. And it was a beautiful way to acknowledge them, which is what they needed more than anything. So it's a wonderful tool to use, very friendly. Most everybody, unless there are religious reasons, is comfortable with the card deck. And you have a way to show people, and so often people go, oh, that's been my favorite number, or that's been my favorite card, you know. It's kind of magical. It's very magical. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and thank you for being here, and I want to thank everybody that supports me with the work that I do. It's really appreciated. I get a lot of emails, and I read every one of them. I feel very fortunate. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I just want to encourage everyone to find a way to give to someone, to even if it's a smile. Okay? Blessings. Bye.